Gorms is working up to the bell. That's just what he does, and that's why he gives out winners. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. I am your host, Tony DeGuglio. I am joined by the one and only Bro Man himself, Jeffrey Gorman. Todd McComas, our normal third party, is out. He's investigating things. He was a 21-year state detective, and
you know what he's doing?
He's out there fucking investigating stuff.
He's sniffing around. Yeah, that's right.
You don't want him sniffing around in your town.
I do not want that, but he is not here today.
He's not here today, but I do have his best bet.
Good.
Bailey is with him, so Zito Perez is on the ones and twos
back
there.
What's up, guys?
How are you, Z?
Just hanging out.
Good.
Tony, you know I like to start out with just something.
The bucket.
You know, I like
throw
to just
show off the rails.
That's me. That's what I like to do. I like to scrape the curb.
Go ahead, scrape the fucking curb.
But so I'm gonna just. I gave you love for your hair last week.
Thank you.
I gotta give you love again.
Why?
Because Tony, for the most part, key phrase. For the most part, Tony Diggs does what he says.
He does what he says.
Now, last time we talked on Friday, you said, I like this little thing that we're bricking up here in the cooking bowl there, or mixing bowl.
Yep.
You stirred it up and say, hey, try this cup of coffee a parlay a day. And Tony, I said, okay, why don't we do that on Friday?
We've now won, what, 3 times?
Look at you.
3 times, I think?
Look at you.
Twice on Fridays.
Pretty good.
Fridays is just, you know, you come in here, you feel good.
There's
the
bottom line.
The weekend's upon us.
For $5 each day and a cup of coffee a day parlay, you're up money if you've done this and been on the train.
Yes, because we're on episode like 53 or something. So you do the quick math.
Do some
quick math.
Do
five
it for
times
me.
50, it's like $250.
Yeah.
That if you did the parlay every single day.
Boom, 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 boom.
But I mean, this weekend it was like 5 to win like 175. The one that we did before was like 5 to win
230, something like that.
230, something like that.
There was a nice little hit in there, but
so you're right. You're up. I mean, you're definitely up.
You're not losing.
Zito, is 6-0 good?
I mean, very good.
No, your first time here, but 6-0, cup of coffee a day parlay. It's what we did. I mean, it was a cakewalk. The over in the Bucks was a cakewalk. Oof. The Bucks blow them out, cakewalk. We had the Blues. Nice little Blues win on Friday night.
Good pull for the Blues.
I believe the Dodgers. There was a couple Twins. The Twins were in there, of course, against the Mariners because, you know, the Mariners started off 13-2 and now are in last place. That's Gorm's favorite team.
Yep.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Not a great weekend on the horses. I mean, we didn't actually pick that winner, but we talked about them because, you know, if it comes down to it, it's like, hey, if this horse is going to get a good trip, a fair trip, because he got run out by Max Security in the first race at the Kentucky Derby, well, he's the one they bumped out, and guess what? He said, hey, I'm not getting bumped out this time. I'm going to go win the Preakness.
I said I was putting money on 4 horses. Mm-hmm. War of Will was one of them.
There sure was.
Owen Dale was one of them.
Sure.
We was at Win Place Show. He showed.
Right.
The other two did not do great.
Everfast took the place, and Everfast was entered on Wednesday afternoon for a Saturday race. You know what I mean? He wasn't on the books.
He was 29-1. He went off 29-1, which was, I believe, one of the lower odds.
What are we thinking? A horse is named Everfast.
I know.
Come on, Tony.
But another twist of face and probable not good for me. Right. Market King, not great for you.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it was a good race. You watch it? Did you pay attention to it?
I saw the replay. I didn't see it live, but I saw it 5 minutes late live.
It's funny how the Derby to the Preakness cut when the winner's not there, drops off a little bit.
Yeah.
What else went
it's
on
like
this
weekend? It's
like a 5K. St. Louis now takes a 3-2 series lead after a 5-0 win yesterday.
Thank you, Blues.
We'll talk about that game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Warriors go up 3-0, win game 2, game 3. I think they were down 18 in both games.
No, you know me. I like to step up when I'm wrong. I did say that Portland would be down 2-1 after the weekend.
Yes.
I was wrong. They are down 3-0 after
down 3-0 after they had big leads in both games 2 and 3. But now Damian Lillard's got a separated rib going on there. And then in the other series, it's now 2-1 Milwaukee. And let me run through this for you, Gorms.
Go ahead.
If I were to tell you before the game that Mirotić would have 10, Giannis would have 12, Middleton would have 9, Bledsoe would have 11, and then on the other side, Kawhi and Siakam would combine for 61, would you have said the Raptors would have won?
Yeah.
Easily. I would have said that would have been an easy win.
Easily.
They had to go to overtime to do it.
Two overtimes.
Something
Tony.
To think about moving
just
forward.
A couple of them, too.
Something to think about moving forward.
Meaning what, Tony? I mean, for the ill man out there that doesn't understand what you're saying, I do, Tony. Tell me what you're saying.
I'm thinking the Bucks big time next
Thank
game.
You.
Also, this is the Bucks stat that we had Joe Osborne on a couple weeks ago. This is let me see if I can find the stat here real quick. I believe it was the Bucks are 18-1 against the spread after a loss. And we were just looking for another opportunity to jump on that train. So I think we're going to go. I mean, we'll have that for tomorrow's show.
Yeah, but just get to the train station early, folks.
Yeah, so. Trust me. Your boy has already got his ticket ready to go. I have the stat right here. The Bucks are 21-1 straight up.
21-1.
And 18-4 against the spread following a loss this season.
Boom.
So.
Those two stats right there, yeah, I'm calling in
off
the ticket
of games where
right
no
now.
One fucking played good.
Here we go.
Something to think about. Love. All right. So let's jump right into our best bets for today. We're all 1-0. We're all 1-0 for this week's Degenerate of the Week. Mm-hmm. Todd is not here. And he had a similar idea. If he wouldn't have taken this as his best bet, I probably would have went with this for mine. He's going first five, Moneyline Atlanta. Mm. I could see his thinking here. Soroka's on the mound for the Braves. He has a .98 ERA.
Okay.
Pretty good. Yep. Pretty solid ERA there. And the Giants are third to last in runs per game in first five. I assume that's Todd's thinking in his best bet today, going Atlanta first five money line. Okay? What's your best bet today?
Best bet of the day, I am going to, because I can't scratch my head enough about Golden State and Portland, so I'm laying off.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
I just don't know. You know what I mean? I know who I'm leaning with, but I just don't know. Yeah. But I have more of a feeling, believe it or not, for these Minnesota Twins,
okay,
that are on the road against the Angels, who are favored, mind you.
Yeah, it's
same Minnesota team.
The Twins just went to plus 105.
Right. Okay. Oh, they did.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, it started out there. That's my best bet. I am taking them on the road. They're 10-4 in their last 14 games. Los Angeles Angels. You ain't great. Mike Trout is getting hot, but I am taking the pitching matchup there. I am taking Minnesota and the bats rather in this one. To win a road game, it's basically even money. They're the best team in baseball, folks. They are the best team in baseball right now, and I know it changes week to week. That's my best bet of the night. Take Minnesota.
Tell you what, this is going to be a quick show because you just took my best bet. So I'll go somewhere else.
Okay.
And Todd was one of my other baseball bets. So we're all...
Are we going back-to-back cup of coffee a day parlay wins?
It could be.
I'm sniffing.
Another reason why I jump on Gorms' best bet. Twins. I'm going Twins first five money line.
All right.
It's up to you though. Jake Odorizzi, 6-2.
Yeah.
2.6 ERA. Not a bad little thing going on there for the Twins. Also, the Angels have Taylor Cole on the mound. Guy's fucking 29 years old. Okay. Been bounced around. It's his second year in the league. He's only pitched 7 innings this year with a 5 ERA.
Let's go.
I don't understand how the Twins.
I know. Angels started at about 120, minus 120, and now you said they're down to what?
Well,
now Minnesota has flipped. Everybody's on this. Not everybody, but that money line change shows me that people are sniffing.
Well, no, I mean, it's people are going to the Angels. Like, so let me see here. Let me find it here. The Angels are minus 125 now. The Twins are plus 105.
Okay, I beg your pardon. I heard you.
Aired
earlier. See, people are on the Angels for some reason. I'm taking the best team in baseball.
I don't
right
understand.
Now. I don't either.
This is when, this is the game that I took on Friday night as my best bet was the Twins first five money line. Or no, I took the full game, but it didn't matter. Against Seattle, and the Twins were plus 120 there. Like, I don't understand how the Twins keep getting money. But until they start losing, I'm going to keep taking them as dogs, especially in a spot tonight where Odorizzi is 6-2 versus Taylor Cole. Nobody fuck knows who he is. So that's your best bet there. Now I'll go to my this was.
Well, hold on a minute. You want me to change that to first five?
No,
I'm asking you as a friend. Should I change that to first five and get the money and run?
I think you should.
Because Odorizzi at 6-2.
Yeah, I think
going
you should.
Up against the journeyman.
I think it's something to think
Let's
about.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. That's
do it.
Part of it. First five. Good call, Tony.
You're welcome. So this is my third. I feel like I'm getting fucked here because you guys took my two best bets. So here's my third best bet that'll go into the best bet pool.
Okay.
You get it, Zeke. You understand what's going on here?
Oh, I understand it.
Good. I'm going Padres and D-backs, under first five.
Right.
It's under four. Chris Paddock is on the mound for the Padres. He's got a 1.9 ERA, a nice .75
By the
whip.
Way, rookie of the year candidate right
yes.
there.
He's having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Great year. He's going up against Luke Weaver for the D-backs. Not bad, 3.1 ERA.
Pretty good.
But the reason why I'm taking here, the Padres, ever since Fernando Tatis Jr. has been out, their fucking offense has been terrible. They are second to last in first five runs. runs per game. So I don't expect either team to be batting very well here in the first five. So I'm going first five under Padres and D-backs, and those are our best bets for today.
Got it.
Which also cover all of my baseball bets. Do you have any baseball bets left?
I do. I was the first five on the Padres. It's similar to what you just talked about, so it kind of washes out. I like that. The Texas Rangers tonight, winners of their last four and five.
Okay.
You know, I am taking them over Seattle.
Love it.
I know people are like, what, Gorman? I thought you got given a key to the city of Seattle. No. They are starting to show who they are. Texas Rangers, 14-8 at home. Like I said, Mike Minor on the mound, 4-3, 2.61 ERA going against Mike Leake. And Seattle, 3-7 in their last 10. I think Mike Leake tonight leaks.
You going full game there?
I'm going full game, baby.
Okay, sounds good. Mike Leake's been bouncing around the league a lot.
He's another journeyman, Tony.
Yes. All right, so those are we're done with our baseball bets for today. No NHL tonight. We'll be back with NHL tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Game 6, Sharks and St. Louis.
Yep.
That just leaves Golden State -3.5 at Portland tonight. What do you like?
I'm going Golden State. Yep. You know, I'm taking the machine, the separated rib. As you know, Tony, I had a dislocated rib earlier in the year, I had tears in my eyes. So anything that you have a rib contusion of any sort, or especially a dislocation or separation, and your name is Dame Lillard, that doesn't add up right. I like Golden State to take care of business.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yes, Golden State has been down. They've fucked around the last two games early, and then they've come back. I don't want to see it where they fuck around early and it comes back to bite them in the ass and they can't come back. But I mean, Dame Lillard with a separated rib, and things haven't been going well already in the series. I'm not going to go against Golden State. I'm not going to go against Golden State.
You know, I like analogies, right?
Yeah, go
basically
for it.
Basically, what's going on here is dad is away for like a week and a half.
Okay.
And the kids are having house parties, and good ones, while he's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what Golden State's doing right now with pops on the sidelines called Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
They're just ripping it up, having fun out there, and Draymond Green playing like the best player in basketball.
He's been incredible. So, yeah, we're not going against Golden State here. And that's it as far as everything. We're coming into a dry period here for as far as sports is concerned.
Yeah, a little bit. That's why I'm going to throw stuff like this in, Tony. Congratulations, Chris Long.
Congratulations, Chris Long.
Great career.
Great career.
Don't know. When I think of Chris Long, by the way, I know this is off the
beaten
path.
Seems like a good guy.
I'm not going to pick out my favorite football play of him. I'm going to think of him, what he's done for the homeless, when he spent the night on the streets, when he donated his whole one season.
He goes and climbs mountains.
That's
for
what
water.
I'm going to think of, Chris Long.
He's a good guy.
Good representative football. Well done, bud.
So I like your lead in there. I think maybe June 1st we start this. We're going to do a team a day, an NFL team a day. I'm going to try to get a beat writer from each team to call in and go over their over-unders, their team props, stuff like that. So I think maybe we start June 1st. We'll go through all 32 teams leading up to a training camp. That should be a good time.
Yeah.
I feel like that should get us through the dark days here of summer.
Yeah, we had a balk last week on a special guest from Vegas, but yeah. I confirm this week.
Oh,
we do
confirm?
Have Vegas in the house this week. I just don't know what day, Wednesday, Thursday type thing. We're going to have a very special guest from Vegas.
Sounds like we're not going to have him again.
I'm telling you, Tony.
You're fucking very unreliable with your guests.
I'm 0-1.
All right, so let's go through our cup of coffee a day parlay. Remember, we won on Friday, yep. So I mean, there's no reason to think we won't win today. Atlanta Braves first five money line from Todd.
There it is, Uncle Todd.
Minnesota Twins +105 from Gorms and I.
Let's go.
Actually, we're all in agreement on all of these, I'm pretty sure.
Perfect.
Arizona Diamondbacks first five under four against the San Diego Padres.
Let's go, Chris Paddock.
The Texas Rangers from old Uncle Gormies. Mm-hmm. And the Golden State Warriors. That's a nice little, just a nice little five-team parlay here.
Perfect.
Five-team parlay, $5 wins you a cool $100.
That's, what is wrong with
just
that?
Just a cool, crisp $100 bill in your
wallet. You take that five that you'd normally get yourself a cup of coffee with, you say, no, give me the $100. I'm taking everybody to lunch now.
Oh.
See what I mean?
Fucking good guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Good guy Gorms, that's what we call
no,
him.
No, not me.
Here.
I'm saying that's what you get with the bet. You get a $5 cup of coffee, and you flip it into $100 real quick. You're buying lunch for
good
everybody.
Good guy Gorms. Good guy Gorms. Hey, you know what? Good luck to everyone.
Hey, gabagool and good luck.